Back at the Williamstown Theater Festival here with the artistic director of the festival, Jenny Gersten, to tell us what is happening this summer season, what's already underway, and what is yet to come. Jenny, it's always a pleasure to see you. A delight, actually. Thank you very much.
I'm always happy to see you, Joe. Thank you.
Things are already underway. A lot of the people have checked in. You already have things running and up. Is there a sense of relief in that?
Indeed. I think that I'm feeling a lot of relief this afternoon, as a matter of fact. We've already opened and closed one show, which was our workshop production of Here Lies Love at Mass MoCA, and we have two shows running right now. We have five other shows in rehearsal this week, so we're nearing our peak of activity.
In that peak of activity, for you as artistic director, is it just going from place to place and getting an idea of what's going on, and then I also assume problem solver?
Very little of my day is devoted to any kind of planning. I would say that most of my days are spent putting out tiny little fires and trying to a little bit see what might be ahead that we have to be ready to problem solve. And, you know, it's as small as, okay, we might be going over budget on this costume, or it might be as large as, looks like we're going to lose an actress out of rehearsal. All of those kind of problems come up day to day.
Do you reach a point where you think to yourself, you know what, I've been doing this a long time, lay it on me. I don't really think there's anything that could happen that is going to shock me at this point.
After last year, when we experienced both the roof collapsing because of too much snow, and then we had to cancel a performance and we had to save our prop storage from a massive flood from Hurricane Irene, I don't think there's much more you could throw at me. It's true. But you know what's great about that is the perspective that all of those experiences provide you, because actually what happens is everything that comes my way, I just sort of go, okay, let's see how we can solve this, and I don't get too irate anymore.
The baseline is that it's a festival, that it is fun. There's that aspect to it. We're here, it's summer camp, we're having fun.
Exactly right. It's summer, we're in the country, everybody's come here to kind of escape to a certain degree what they typically have to do in the rest of the year. My whole reason for being at the head of a festival is to make sure people are having fun, because otherwise we don't need to be here. We can be in our regular lives probably making more money and, you know, being with our families or whatever it is, but we're here to have fun and do stuff that we wouldn't otherwise get to do. So that's very much at the heart of it.
The two shows that are currently up on the main stage, it's The Importance of Being Earnest, directed by David Hyde Pierce, which is very exciting. He's taken a whole new approach with this.
Yeah, it's not the typical way Oscar Wilde probably envisioned The Importance of Being Earnest. David's take on it came out of him when he was an actor doing a reading of the play for a benefit performance in Los Angeles with the cast of Frasier, as a matter of fact. And he noticed when he was reading it in the typical British dialect that one does, because the play is set in England, that the patois, Wilde's language, had the similar kind of tone or patois of Damon Runyon, sort of the gangster, articulate gangster speak that Damon Runyon really you hear so well in Guys and Dolls, but also in Runyon's short stories. And it is actually remarkable how within 5 minutes of seeing this production, you forget that you're supposed to be listening to it with a British dialect. It is fantastically funny. It's totally fresh. You're never going to see another Importance of Being Earnest like this. So if for that reason alone you don't come and see and experience the play in a completely different way, I think it's worthwhile. But I have to say the audiences in that theater every night are guffawing, which I think would make Oscar Wilde very, very happy, because that was certainly his intent.
And the humor is ever intact. And
yeah, and people are experiencing the play in a completely new way, which is wonderful.
Especially something that perhaps we've seen many times, you see it in that new way and think, oh, I never thought of it, but that's brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And the actors are having a wonderful time. It's got an incredible cast led by Tyne Daly. Louis Cancelmi is playing Algernon. We have some wonderful young actors in the lover roles. Amy Spanger, who was on Broadway in Rock of Ages, is playing Gwendolyn. And it's just very lively, and they're having the greatest time. David Hyde Pierce has led this production with his whole heart and looking for truth. It doesn't feel put upon. It's all very truthful to the play, and therefore the actors are really just living up to the full potential of this idea.
the importance of being earnest on the main stage through July 14th. And again, you can find out more information by going to wtfestival.org. Meanwhile, on the NECO stage, it's The Blue Deep, which runs through July 8th by Lucy Boyle and directed by Bob Balaban. And this is still quite a production.
Yeah, no, it's a fully produced show on the NECO stage, and it's a new play that we read last summer as part of our reading series, with Blythe Danner in the lead role as the mother Grace, and the daughter's played by Heather Lind, who's a young actress who was with us in our non-equity company a couple of years ago, and then did a little play with Al Pacino called The Merchant of Venice on Broadway, and now she's with us playing Blythe Danner's daughter, Lila. And the play is really about the mother and daughter sort of experiencing loss and how the tensions that exist within a mother-daughter relationship get sort of exploded after that kind of loss. But what's wonderful about this production is all the humor. Lucy Boyle has written a terrifically funny play. And really, there's no better way, in my opinion, and I think we see this in a lot of plays, there's no better way to explore sadness than through sort of comedy and sort of human foibles. And this play has a lot of that, but it also has a lot of poetry and beauty, and it's great.
I think I've talked to actors and directors about this, but as an artistic director, it doesn't seem that you could beat having the playwright on hand right there. Is that something that you enjoy, having part of that process?
As the artistic director? Well, yeah, it's great because, you know, after rehearsals, what we do is we sit, you know, the director and the playwright and I sit and say, okay, we just watched the rehearsal. This was working. This isn't working. Is that because of the actors are still working on a moment, or is it because we need to give a new direction to the writing of this scene? What did the playwright want to be working on in the time that we have here? 3 weeks is not a long time to rehearse a play. And, of course, our technical rehearsal time, which is the time we go from the rehearsal period to bringing it on stage and adding in all the different design elements, is very, very fast. So to be working on a new play in that abbreviated fashion is challenging. And so it's necessary that the playwright's here, actually.
I'm sure the playwright obviously has in their mind what they're looking for, what they're going for. The actor has an idea of what they want to portray in that role. As artistic director, what is it that you're looking for? Because you have to think about all the angles, obviously, that it'd be entertaining and it'd be good, but also there's the marketing angle, there's getting the audience there. There's a lot to think about.
When I'm in rehearsal, I'm only thinking about the play and making sure, first of all, that everybody is happy and having fun, because that's still a priority. But the other part I'm thinking about is, are we telling a story? How well is the story being told by the actors, by the writer, by the director, by the designers? Is it comprehensive? Are we trying to tell too many stories because the design's doing one thing, the play's doing something else, and that's not cohesive? So as an artistic director, that's what I'm looking at. I'm making sure that the larger picture is being told and that we as an institution are contributing to that storytelling by what we put in our publicity materials, by what we tell people like you, Joe, that they get out to your listeners. So I'm just making sure that it's comprehensive.
Then coming up on the main stage, Far From Heaven and A Month in the Country. Then on the NECO stage, it's Last of the Red Hot Lovers and The Elephant Man. And then you end with What a Blood Clot. That's a great
exclamation points.
So what are you looking forward to with, I mean, you have it up and running now. Soon you'll be at your peak. And then there's a lot left in the festival for people to experience.
Yeah, I think what am I looking forward to? I feel so excited about this season overall. It's hard for me to sort of distill which one I'm looking forward to most. But I feel like The Last of the Red Hot Lovers, which is the show that follows The Blue Deep, is going to be interesting because I've never produced a Neil Simon play. I'm really curious to see how Neil Simon plays in a sort of contemporary setting because it feels a little bit retro to me. And so for Jessica Stone to be trying to take a fresh look at a play that isn't done that often, that is considered, in fact, sort of summer stock material, but I know we're lifting it up to a new level, will be really interesting to see how that plays. That play is led by Brooks Ashmanskas, who's done a lot of roles here. He has a lot of fans in the area, and so I can't wait to see what they do. I mean, the musical Far From Heaven is probably one of the most ambitious things I've ever done here. It's got a cast of 19. It's got an orchestra of 12. It's a new musical, which is always harder to do than the ones that are already tried and true. And it stars Kelly O'Hara and Stephen Pasquale and Brandon Victor Dixon, who are some of the finest actors working today and also musical performers acting today. I mean, I went to rehearsal last week and I was weeping because it's just so special to hear those actors with this material, which is beautiful. The score is sort of a mix of sort of Rodgers and Hammerstein classic Broadway melodies with a little bit of Leonard Bernstein sort of jazz-infused stuff. And it's just a gorgeous lyrical score. If you know the film, you know how lyrical the film is, and I think the music is really trying to meet that material. I really admire that. And these performances, I mean, even on the second day of rehearsal, were breathtaking. So I couldn't be more excited about the musical. And then the last piece, Month in the Country, is a total departure in a completely different way, because Turgenev is very much in the style of classic Williamstown shows, but our production design for that production, for A Month in the Country, is unlike anything we've ever done. The stage is going to be out a couple of rows into the audience to create a very intimate setting. We're doing special effects with microphones to make the play feel very intimate, and so is the direction. It'll almost be like a film in that it'll be very naturalistic, and that's going to be unlike anything we've done here. So there's a lot of risk-taking and a lot of different kinds of theater happening this summer, and that gets my juices going.
And then, of course, you got Elephant Man, Bradley Cooper, Patricia Clarkson, and, okay, you got the show, and it's great, and everything's coming, but then the media circus that that'll be.
Yes. I suppose that's true. Yeah.
I mean, then, and that's good and bad, right? I mean, obviously, to have the spotlight on the festival in that fashion is lovely, but yet you still have to put on the festival.
Yes, and I think we want to protect the artists who are involved, not just Bradley, but the whole group of actors that are involved. They, you know, it's not an easy play to endeavor and to try and do it in a new way, where our artistic take on The Elephant Man is to create sort of a chamber piece out of it, as opposed to the spectacle that I think people are know about it more. And so we really do want to keep them safe, and yet, of course, it's a really big deal, and people want to see Bradley Cooper at the sandwich shop, and they will. So we'll see what kind of circus we have on our hands. People come up to me in the supermarket, and they say, "Is he here yet? I'm going to start working out, so maybe I'll see him in the gym." And they have all kinds of plans, but, you know, it'll be a circus, but we've managed before, and we'll manage again. And this town, Williamstown, is great, because they're used to having famous people around, and they're respectful of that. The media, we'll see.
Yeah, we all are respectful. We all are. Jenny Gersten is the artistic director of the Williamstown Theater Festival, a wonderful season that is ongoing. You can find out more information by going to the website. It's WTFestival.org, WTFestival.org. All of the information about all of the shows can be found there. Jenny, you're a delight. I love every time we talk.
It's great to have you guys in Williamstown. Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
Once again, you can find out more information about the festival by going to WTFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.